A reading from Deuteronomy, chapter 31. Now, therefore, write this song and teach it to the people of Israel. Put it in their mouths that this song may be a witness for me against the people of Israel. For when I have brought them into the land flowing with milk and honey, which I swore to give to their fathers, and they have eaten and are full and grown fat, they will turn to other gods and serve them, and despise me and break my commandments. And when many evils and troubles have come upon them, this song shall confront them as a witness, for it will live unforgotten in the mouths of their offspring. For I know that they are inclined to do even today, before I have brought them into the land that I swore to give. So Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the people of Israel. And the Lord commissioned Joshua the son of Nun and said, Be strong and courageous, for you shall bring the people of Israel into the land that I swore to give to them. I will be with you. When Moses had finished writing the words of this law in a book to the very end, Moses commanded the Levites who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, Take this book of the law and put it by the side of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against you. For I know how rebellious and stubborn you are. Behold, even today, while I am yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against the Lord. How much more after my death? Assemble to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death you will surely act corruptly and turn aside from the way that I have commanded you. And in the days to come evil will befall you, because you will not do. And in the days to come evil will befall you, because you will do what is evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger through the work of your hands. Then Moses spoke the words of this song until they were finished in the ears of all the assembly of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O God, the exaltation of the humble and the strength of the righteous, you taught your people through your holy servant Moses to sing your sacred songs and deliver to them the law that still directs us. Display in all nations the fullness of your power, that as you blot out all sins through your forgiveness, terror may turn to joy, and fear of punishment may be transformed into the hope of salvation. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, through his crucified and risen Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The word of God that calls for our attention in this devotion comes to us from Deuteronomy chapter 31. God gives Moses a victorious song. It can be found in Deuteronomy 32. Part of the song can also be found in hymn 926. Victory is promised in this song because God has given the song and God has given the victory. Victory in the wilderness, victory in the promised land. God gives Israel this song because he knows that they will fall away. They will go after foreign gods because they won't heed his word. When punishment comes upon them for their abandonment of God, this song will serve as a witness, testifying against them, testifying that the God who brought them out of the land of Egypt is the one true God. See now that I, even I am he, and there is no God beside me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and swear, as I live forever, if I sharpen my flashing sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversaries and will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, with the blood of the slain and the captive from the long-haired heads of the enemy. Rejoice with him, O heavens. Bow down to him, all gods, for he avenges the blood of his children and takes vengeance on his adversaries. He repays those who hate him and cleanses his people's land. God declares his glory in the face of every enemy. Sin, death, and the devil try to take his glory away, to diminish it somehow, but it doesn't go away. It cannot be overcome. God's glory shines in each person he has claimed as his son or daughter. The song tells of God's care for Jacob. He found him in a desert land and in a howling waste of the wilderness. He encircled him. He cared for him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that flutters over its young, spreading out its wings, catching them, bearing them on its pinions. The Lord alone guided him. No foreign god was with him. He made him ride on the high places of the land, and he ate the produce of the field. He suckled him from honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. Curds from the herd and milk from the flock, with fat of lambs, rams of Bashan, and goats, with the very finest of the wheat, and you drank foaming wine made of the blood of the grape. God's victorious song speaks of God's providence for his people, but it also speaks of disasters heaped on them for disobeying his word. Wasted by hunger, devoured by plagues, poisoned with pestilence, all for not listening to his word. For I know what they are inclined to do even today, before I have brought them into the land that I swore to give. Part of God's great glory is that he gives his blessings to people. He knows won't appreciate them. He gives them anyway, in spite of their lack of faithfulness, because he is faithful. And that is the ultimate victory of this song. God is faithful. No matter what his children do, he is faithful to his promise of salvation. Earlier, he promised deliverance from Egypt. He made them walk through the Red Sea on dry ground. He promised that his word would not fail. It hasn't failed. It will never fail. He promised them a land for their own. They were on the doorstep to conquest. God is faithful. God is faithful to you as well. We've sung a wonderful Lenten hymn. My song is love unknown. It is truly unknown love for Jesus to die on the cross for you. So we sing the praise of him who died. Not just any death, the sacrificial death that takes away the sin of the world. The one death that takes away the sting of every other death. This is the victory in the song. God delivers you from death to life, bringing the distraught wanderers into a land flowing with milk and honey. A song that speaks against us when we go astray, but a song that strengthens us as we live in him. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, like gentle rain upon the tender grass, and like showers upon the herb. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, when he divided mankind, he fixed the borders of the peoples according to the number of the sons of God. But the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob his allotted heritage. He found him in a desert land, in a howling waste of the wilderness. He encircled him, he cared for him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that flutters over its young, spreading out its wings, catching them, bearing them on its pinions. The Lord alone guided him. No foreign god was with him. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no god beside me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Rejoice with him, O heavens, bow down to him, O gods, for he avenges the blood of his children and takes vengeance on his adversaries. He repays those who hate him and cleanses his people's land.